Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 9/3/2020. The pastor, Covertone, he had his September when he had his dream or his vision, and September was going to be a problem. I could see that. Now, I'm going to tell you, we've had other Septembers that have been very much a problem. I've talked about them in the past, alluded to them, all of that, but the first thing I'm going to do is to read what the Lord Jesus has to say here. All right? Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, that's multiple famines, okay, and pestilences, that's multiple pestilence, okay, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, by the way. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now, if you don't understand that, pray to the Lord Jesus to reveal that to you, what he's talking about there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. It is going to be wild weasel, and it's already started. As to the earthquakes and things, if you... I sent it to some people that I communicate with. The mimic. Yesterday, the mimic, the war, the scalar warfare was off the charts, okay? Off the charts. And there was a huge energy construct, like a big, looked like almost like a Lego block, you know, or something like that. Actually, like the old building blocks we used to use back in the old days that had the little nubs on the top that fit into the one above it. I guess Lego still kind of does some of that. But the fact is that it was all pointing, and pointing like it was multiple inputs, either at a big blocking push going towards the New Madrid fault and to load it up with energy, or if it was coming from the other direction. And incidentally, there are back and forth. There's outgoing from the U.S. and incoming and multiple bursts of energy, just incredible. You can see them on this mimic, MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, EDU, Tropic SSEC, you see. Version number 2, look it up. It's tropical moisture, but as a side benefit for the elite, they're able to watch their warfare, the real war, as it goes on. Now, people say, well, Hawk, when are the chinks going to hit the beach in their land and craft or come off the thing? And I ain't seen none of them come across and bayonet nobody yet. Well, which war are you talking about? The last war? 2 wars ago? 3 wars ago? Let me ask you a question out there. And I get this question a lot, so let me just spell it out. People say, well, the scalar stuff, I can see how that could create energy wars and that kind of stuff, but what's that do? Well, if you destroy through flooding and rain like a year or so ago in the Midwest and you kill, you know, tons of pigs, piglets, you destroy tons of beef herds, chicken herds, you destroy corn crops, soybean crops, other grain crops, you destroy vegetables, you destroy trees with orchards and all of that stuff. and you flood the whole, you know, river valley, the Mississippi and Ohio and all of that thing. And then if you throw in a few tornadoes, okay, you then throw in like a what we just had in Louisiana, the storm there in Texas. How many millions of people without power? How many homes destroyed? Right in the middle of, you know, hitting and directing it at one of the biggest refinery complexes, you know, continually in a region in the United States. Oil and chemical refineries. It's warfare. Do you think that some of those people, that they didn't have to shut down some of those refineries, or that people couldn't come to work, or that now they have no power, you see? All the food they had was lost, and they don't have a job, let's say. They can't necessarily go out because they're dealing with all the crud. How are they going to go out and go fishing, or how are they going to go out and has the have, you know, certain crawfish beds and that kind of stuff been destroyed? You know, where they go to look for it, you see? Are the oysters still there? Are they still good? You know, all these different things. You have all of this stuff where last year we had the three chemical plants in Houston, you know, chemical and refineries, boom, 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 boom. And then we had come corresponding ones blow in China, didn't we? So then over the years, I've talked to you about all of the train derailments, all of that stuff. How many oil trains or grain trains, you know, have to get dumped? How many oil trains that dump into rivers? How many leaks from, you know, tank farms, or how many leaks from some kind of a sewage pipe, or a weirdo off pipe from a plant in West Virginia or in New York State? You know, how many of those have to happen to poison river or poison water? You know, all of that. What about Flint, Michigan? All of those kind of things. So all of that can be done with sabotage and warfare and with the scalar. Now, as well as that, you see, I talked a few years back on three separate occasions. I spent a lot of time with Dr. Nick Begich, one-on-one, just talking to him in a setting of like Mid-America Constitution conventions, that kind of a thing, preparedness expo type events and all of that kind of stuff. And I would sit down at the table with him and talk to him when he was not up and he was selling books or whatever he was doing. He had at one point, he was representing the Flanagan Neurophones, all of that kind of stuff. Flanagan Neurophone, by the way, you can put a Flanagan Neurophone. He had it connected, I think, to a Sony Walkman back then. He had a tape in it, music tape, and then he put that, and you don't have to put it on your ears. You just simply, put the Flanagan Neurophone like on your shoulder, your arm or whatever. And within 2 or 3 minutes, you can hear it in your head. Because the bone conducts the sound, okay? So it's quite interesting. But anyway, Dr. Begich and I discussed a lot of the stuff back then because he was the expert on it. He wrote, Angels Don't Play This Harp. Now, as well as the harp in Alaska, Gakona, Alaska, which is hugely powerful, Brother Quayle in his research found the United States was either owning outright or participating with other nations in up to 72 of these atmospheric heaters or scalar interferometers or harp-like devices. And they're electromagnetic in nature. They're big power and all that kind of stuff. But that kind of power can be done in a more portable basis now, and they know how to do it. You can also do it from satellites or from, you can do it from what might have been called back in 77, a cosmosphere. But anyway, I'll come back to that. Here is from an article called Weaponization 3, Scalar Wars, Weaponization. Scalar Interferometry, Tesla Howitzer, Tesla Dome, Heat and Cold Dudding. 10 nations have them. Dead man fusing and insane systems. Excuse me, had to sneeze. Scalar strategy, earthquakes and weather wars, solar storms, mind attacks, and they even leased some of them to the Yakuza, okay? Soviet energetics weapons are now capable of destroying both our triad shield, our homeland, our armed forces in the field, and our population quickly and efficiently. We have a new gap of monumental proportions, not a missile gap, not a submarine or bomber gap, and not even a particle beam or laser gap. We have a scalar electromagnetics or electrogravitation gap. Now, that was Dr. Colonel Tom Bearden, okay? And history does repeat itself, but this time, it's now we Americans who got the great new super weapon first. Okay, well, anyway, he goes into a lot of that. But let me just tell you this. You have different modes of action. You can take out, like we've talked about, aircraft or ships at sea, like on the Black Sea when they did the USS Donald Cook. It was done by one jet up above. Took out all the power. Remember that? We talked about the various other Arleigh Burke class destroyers with the futuristic high tech, you know, targeting systems and all the stuff. Remember that they could track stuff and boom, 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 boom. You know, the Aegis, which then was upgraded and all of that after back 2004 when I started yelling for 3 years about how we need to get the aircraft group carrier groups out of there because the Iranians had up to 42 nuclear warheads back in 2004 that they got off of the black market, and also they got through the Russians themselves who had Russian space or missile forces there on the deal. You recall that it was on again, off again, whether the Iranians had, you know, an S-300 or an S-400 system. All their people were trained on the S-400, and I guarantee they were put in there. In Syria, the Russians have the S-400 system. And the S-400 system can control everything and track about, I think, 10,000 targets within 400 miles of each one of them? All right. Now, all of that is fine and good. That's one thing. But you see, when you start talking scalar, you're talking different items, aren't you? Now, two scalar antennae, along with computers to control them, make up a scalar interferometer, according to Colonel Bearden. The Russians have hundreds of such installations already. These interferometers are called Tesla howitzers. They can deliver a giant blast of energy to the distant target site. True action at a distance. Now, there's all kind of stuff like that. But let's say in talking to Nick Begich, and we talked about the patents on the HAARP and all that kind of thing. And as well as being able to say, like, do a billiard ball shot off the ionosphere and bounce it down, or just aim it and then aim for a different thing, or shoot it through the earth and hit a fault line clear across the globe, or something such as that. Or hit an aircraft or a spacecraft or a ship at sea or a military installation, a China lake, you know, through an earthquake, let's say, loading up fault lines, all that kind of stuff, hitting a bridge at a key moment in time. But at the same time, Dr. Nick talked to me about it. We discussed it, and I even asked him certain questions about it. How we might be able to make a personal shield against it. But let's skip that for a second. Dr. Nick says, hey, look, we got all this data and information about the HAARP and different things. They can project a little bit wider beam and have a certain frequency. They could cover, say, a neighborhood or a town or a small region, okay? Or they can narrow it down to one household or to one person. They got your DNA. They can spot you from space. They can read your veins on the top of your hand from outer space with a sensor, with a camera. They can get your, you know, different things from you, your walk, your gait, all of that. But let's suffice to say, they know who you are or can suspect who you are, and they really don't even care. But what they can do is do certain things. For instance, One of the things Dr. Nick said, they could make you go to sleep. Or they could make you, oh, so bored. Oh, another election. Oh, boy. Well, I don't think I need to vote. Or they could say, well, what are we going to do? Let's go out in the street and kill them all. Let's get those Trumpers. Let's get those Kill them. Hit them with the skateboard. Shoot the fire. Kill the cop. That aggressive anger and aggressive, you know, violence. Or they could just make you angry and simmer and sputify, you see? Or they could have you feeling, well, what a jolly good day it is today. What another nice day in the neighborhood. Oh, those are pretty peaceful demonstrating, and all the flames back there are just so lovely, aren't they? All of that is controllable with certain frequencies and certain rates of pulse, like boop, 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 boop. You see what I'm saying? I'm just making stuff up, but I'm trying to give you an idea of different pulse rates or intervals. Now, let me tell you and go another step further. You can probably get the earthquakes and the you know, and maybe turning a plane off, or like say a Navy Hawkeye that went down east, you know, what is E-72C or whatever they are. But, you know, that crash in Virginia where all the people bailed out of it, they had to bail out the side, you know, door because they don't have the pop-outs, and the Navy crew did get home safe. But that crash, to me, was very unusual. It seemed like there was a lot of fire there and a lot of blown-up stuff and a lot of debris that was just, like, decimated when there should have been more major wreckage. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know what caused that level of destruction. Was it disintegrated? Was it something like that? Or was there a flip switch that after the guys had trouble with the plane, they got out and then they flipped the switch to blow it with some kind of a Willie Pete or something like that and set it all on fire so that nobody could get the equipment? I don't know. But that is the kind of thing that can get knocked out of the sky. We've talked about the F-16s coming out of South Carolina that dumped in the Georgia woods. The two helicopters at Navarre Beach where they were in a green electronic fog and one was able to power out. The other one got nailed and got taken into the drink and exploded and caught on fire. We talked about a lot of that stuff over the years, so I'm not going to belabor it at this moment again. But the other thing that these things can do, and talking to Dr. Nick, we talked about this too. They can create a frequency. Now, let's say this. In general, all diseases or viruses or bacteria or whatever the disease is, that kind of a thing or condition, has a certain frequency associated with it in the cellular structure. Okay? So if they broadcast or use a narrow beam or a beam into a certain area, okay, a town or a neighborhood or whatever it is, and they broadcast, let's say it's a university. Huh, maybe that's interesting. Maybe they don't like University of Alabama, all right? Or maybe they don't like this one over here, that one over there, whatever. And let's say you broadcast a certain frequency, and then you pulse it at the right pulse rate. You pulse it at the right rate and the right frequency. Listen to me. You can create a condition where a person can either contract a disease or make his cellular structure, his neurophysiological template, remember that word I've used before, more susceptible to getting COVID-19, Huckabucka disease, whatever it is, cancer. And with that, I should take time tonight. There is somebody, I believe, named Beth. I think somewhere in New York State. Lord Jesus, will you come to Beth at this time? Will you come to her because you have helped her in the past? But for whatever reason, she has had the return of the cancer. Lord, will you come to her right now? Will you remove the cancer from her? Will you restore her to health? Will you give her the medical miracle? In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. That's Beth in New York State. I think maybe, I'm not going to say the town, but New York State, upper state, not in the city. And then, oh Lord, lest I forget, and while I'm right here doing it right now, Lord Jesus, there is major family trouble out west in California in a certain family. This certain family is the principles of the family are yours, oh Lord. They are so devoted to you, and you bless them beyond belief in terms of all of their gardens and all of their livestock, all of their things. And Lord Jesus, they have family trouble. Lord, I pray that you will go there and root out the family trouble and banish whoever it is that might be causing the problem. Or if there is a demonic influence in some of those who have come in the family to go against them, will that be removed? Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, grant them restoration of good health and of protection and sanctuary, because they are so much on your word and so much on your camp, and you're in theirs, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Anyway, so they can use the scalar weapons to do a narrow beam or wider beam. Remember, it's a satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're not prayed up, if you have not repented of your sins and asked for Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior, then you should do it right now. You should do it right now. Don't even worry about listening to the show. Just repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart, because he'll start to wash you clean. And if you have influences from somewhere else, if you have demonic influences against you, if the devil is coming hard after you, then let me tell you what. He'd better watch out, because Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And if he is your Savior and you're in him and believe in him, and he and you, then let me tell you something. If you're to lose your life on this planet, you're going to go and be with him everlasting life in heaven. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll tell you, what is going to save you is that relationship first and foremost. And then he's going to expect you to do what you can do to endure to the end. Now, let me just get back to this. So, scalar weaponry can be used for a lot of different things. All of the stuff we talked about, but it can also could create and enhance or make easier to do a pandemic. So you got to guard yourself against that. And you got to guard yourself against it, and Lord Jesus would be your best protection. Would be the best protection. Anyway, now, thank you to my friend who is a wonderful person, and may the Lord reach out to you right now, to our grandmother friend in Florida, and may Lord Jesus remove any residual amount of problem and restore you to full health, grant you the medical miracle in Jesus' name. And she sends to me, where's the beef? You think of the New Zealand cattle ferry that capsized in the East China Sea between Okinawa, killing crewmen except one and dumping 5,000 live cows in the ocean. And it's supposed to have been hit by a rogue wave. No earthquake news. No outlets. Don't know what caused the wave that takes a big bite out of the beef supply or that part of the world. Okay? So anyway, yes, that could have been going to Taiwan or somewhere like that. And that was probably headed for them of cattle from New Zealand. That can be taken out by a scalar weapon. It could cause a problem. Now, let's go back to where I started on this thing. Back in 1977, there was a real smart guy. He was head of Air Force Intelligence. His name was General George Keegan. And Keegan had all kind of information and all kind of networks up, and he also had the satellites. And at one point in time, he talked to Carter and Secretary of Defense Brown and told him that he had information, direct information, that the Russians were working on a particle beam weapon. And they all laughed and said, oh, you're full of it. The Russians are a bunch of dummies. They just drink vodka. They don't have the tech. We've got all the technology, and we don't have it. Well, lo and behold, they did have it. So at a certain point, all of that got found out. Now, War in Space, The Battle of the Harvest Moon. This is from Dr. Peter, B-E-T-E-R, Better Beater. And he was the head of the Import-Export Bank, World Import-Export Bank at the time, and was somebody who had real good sources at the highest level. Now here's what we got. This month, September 77, has witnessed the beginning of the end of the Rockefeller Empire and of America as we know it. On the night of the Harvest Moon, 9/27/77, the most decisive battle of the 20th century ended in a stunning upset in space. The Soviet Union inaugurated the space age 10/4/57. Launching the Russian Sputnik 1 on 5/25/61, John F. Kennedy announced the beginning of a crash program to land men on the moon before the end of the decade. I remember that Sputnik. I remember sitting back in Illinois when I was a kid. There were, I think, 36 young boys on the block in those days. We all had little bikes and, you know, bicycles and scooters and all kind of little, you know, push scooters and stuff we made up, and we were all sitting out there with all the parents. We were watching the Sputnik, and all the parents saying this and that and the other, and we were just amazed, and you could see it go across. We were told what time to look. And then, of course, at the same time, which is so funny, after that I remember that the mosquito truck came and sprayed the whole area with the mosquito spray, the fogging for mosquitoes. And in that fog for the mosquitoes, which we used to run through the fog, you see, they had all kind of bad chemicals in there to kill the mosquitoes, which also can give people problems. They also were using them to try them for certain things, for either giving people diseases or for giving people stuff that would make them go goofball or change their mind control. But be that as it may, I remember both of those. So here, the Soviet Union inaugurated the thing and beginning a crash program to land men on the moon before the end of the decade. The moon race to beat Russia was 10 times bigger than the Manhattan Project to develop the atomic bomb in World War II, and it succeeded. On 7/20/69, Apollo 13 landed in the Sea of Tranquility, where Neil Armstrong said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Actually, the U.S. Army went back in 61 or 62 or 3, Project Horizon, but be that as it may. They got there both times, all right? It had cost 8 years and $24 billion, the officially admitted, to reach the moon, yet after 6 successful landings, the final tree, potentially the most spectacular of all, were cut off. The excuse? To save about 1% of the cost it had taken to reach the moon in the first place. On 12/19/72, Apollo 17 left the moon, supposedly for the last time. Not so. The Rockefellers never spend $24 billion, even in tax money, without anticipating very handsome profits indeed. Project Apollo was not just a peaceful jaunt to pick up moon rocks, but a military project that was too enormous to hide from the world, so instead it was disguised by continuous glare publicity, which failed to mention the ultimate purpose behind it all, And it worked. The impetus behind the crash program was to reach the moon with seemingly unrelated invention. The laser, invented in 1960. Scientists could foresee the day when lasers and other beam weapons could be made powerful enough to use as weapons. Suddenly, the moon became a prized military objective. A military moon base armed with beam weapons could attack almost any place on Earth within any 24-hour period, traveling at the speed of light. The blast from a beam weapon on the moon could hit a target on Earth in little more than a second after pulling the trigger. The Rockefeller brothers decided to seize the moon for military purposes, and President Kennedy was persuaded to initiate a moon program to exemplify his new frontier. After Apollo 17, December 72, I'm giving you more background to this. America manned moon launches were shifted to an island near the equator in the Indian Ocean called Diego Garcia, which started being mentioned under cover stories the following year. All the natives were moved off of Diego Garcia, leaving a secret military moon port with no one to watch what went on. That is the truth, you see. And having allowed the public to watch the initial exploratory fights that the boredom set in, the secretly continuing then the American manned moon program concentrated on the building of a military moon base. Meanwhile, Rockefeller-controlled CIA was working feverishly on beam weapons at secret installations outside the U.S., including a laser experiment station in Spain. It had been learned shortly before the premature cutoff of the public phase of Project Apollo that the Soviet Union had its own crash program under beam weapons, and it had begun in 67. So here we go. During the 77, the beam weapons race between the USSR had been razor close, the U.S. striving to get its moon base at Copernicus Crater operational with beam weapons, while the Russians, USSR, were striving for operational particle beam weapons in Earth orbit. On 7-17-77, the Soviet Union launched a large twin satellite, Cosmos 929. It was manned and equipped with particle beam weapons. After 2 months of checkout, it blasted an American spy satellite as it passed over the Petrovodsk Observatory in northern Russia on 9-20-77. The satellite erupted into an immense fireball in space, seen as far away as Helsinki, Finland, 300 miles away, and was described as a jellyfish-like UFO in the news. On 9-24-77, September 24th, 1977, the Soviet Navy abruptly expelled all foreign fishing trawlers from the Barents Sea, and Soviet trawlers in European waters were called home. By 9-26, September 26, 77, the Americans on the moon were almost operational with their first beam weapon, but they were too late. A second Russian twin satellite was in orbit. This one was special. Neutron beam weapons. It bombarded the moon base with deadly neutron radiation throughout 9-27-77, the night of the harvest moon. The moon base astronauts died as if from a neutron bomb, and America had lost the battle of the harvest moon. You see, after that is when it went all bad for America during the Carter days, and General Keegan tried to prevent a lot of that. There were other people that tried to help prevent it. But let me read you something prior to this thing as a prelude to nuclear war. All right. And here's the several topics that he had in audio letter tape digest number 25, page 252-53. Panama Canal trapped for war, the Second Battle of Britain, and man-made earthquakes, prelude to nuclear war one. This was back in 77. He's writing this, okay? And he's saying, the Soviet nuclear sabotage of America up to now involves three types of H-bombs. One has actually been in use for over a decade, planned during construction at a number of dams. Planted during construction at a number of dams. The second most widely used in recent months in reservoirs and rivers is a self-burying model weighing several hundred pounds, which uses rocket-like hydrogen peroxide jets to burrow down in silt and mud. The third is very small, low-yield general-purpose weapon now being planted in numerous places throughout the U.S. They're being planted in important buildings, at bridges, and at many other targets. Washington, D.C., its bridges and nearby environs already contain 57 of these bombs. The Mississippi now contains a total of 158 bombs of all type along its length. Virtually all locks and bridges are now mined. A similar situation also applies to the other great rivers, the waterways of the U.S. This is back in 77. This is the depth of the Russian penetration back then. The Russia's capability for geophysical warfare has also been augmented since May of 77 in addition to giant bombs around the Philippines and west of the U.S. continental U.S. 10 more bombs of a different type have been planted. These are now a type of cobalt bombs planted near Indonesia, New Guinea, Guadalcanal, Samoa, Guam, Japan, and in the north and of the Gulf of California near the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and near Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. They're to be set off prior to the main event involving the Philippines and California. The first two near Indonesia have already been set off. One was on 8/1977, Richter scale, 8 to 9 feet, 100-foot tidal waves. Do you remember the big tidal wave back a while ago? And you remember how the electric water was how the Cliff High and the Webbots predicted that about a year before? And the giant tsunami and all of that? And back then, I reported on air. You remember I reported on air? We read the stuff about how that was a bomb and how back then we had the one of the evil ones who was in discussion after grabbing or causing to come to him. Because of pulling his kids, you had the BBG. The old BBG. The old BBG allegedly, possibly a candidate for the AC, say and tell El Dottore, the general of the mighty men of valor, why don't you come over and quit fooling with these stupid earth people who will never be on your side? Why don't you go ahead and come with us and we will destroy and remove them from the planet? That was talking about use of nuclear weapons to create tsunamis. Okay? So just to let you know, this stuff already is taking place. This has been a plan and it dovetails with everything that's up on Brother Quayle's site today and other sites. And I'm just going to tell you. This thing is beyond belief. Now, in between that, we did some good work through Ronald Reagan, all right? And we got a whole lot of stuff done, and the Star Wars Initiative, and all these things that people say, well, that never, ever happened. We didn't ever do that. But a lot of money was put in to fight these people. And then you see now we're coming back around the horn and we've had a lot of years of people who have sold America down the drink, okay? You have the Herr Arbustos, you see. Poppy, you know, who was, you know, New World Order, 1,000 points of light, you see. An alleged black magic, you see. An alleged drug dealer for the Committee of 300, the operations manager, you see, allegedly. Head of the CIA, definitely, and first ambo to the Red Chinese, where then other family members used to even own the Shanghai Country Club or part of it. Never all of it, just 48-49%. So then you have certain things in Arkansas, where Wally World, you know, allegedly might be at, and they had deals with a lot of factories over there, didn't they? But they were all at 48-49% deals. And then you had Slick Willie taking money, allegedly. And then also you had the triangle trade in Arkansas of the cocaine, you know, the arms to the Contras, right? And the laundering of money through the Arkansas Development Finance Authority and other vehicles, allegedly. But you could read all of that. Terry Reid's book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. And you could read about an attorney general named Robert, what was his code name? Or a guy named Robert Johnson or something, I think his name was. That covered up all the murders and stuff the Clintons did and put a stop to Operation Centaur Rose and Jade Gate, a couple others maybe. And they moved some of that down to Mexico. And then that involved, of course, Poppy Bush's Felix Rodriguez. And he was the guy that killed Che Guevara, cut his hands off, put him in a shoebox, you know, for display purposes, allegedly. So anyway, it all comes up to now, and we've been able to change a lot of that. There's been some stuff done. And then with things along the way, you got the MMB appeared, you know, after they had to go in and fight. They were part of a group of Delta type people, not Delta Force, so to speak, but of D-track training type people and beyond who were involved with various people. They could get paid by anybody. Atomic Energy, Nuclear Regulatory, the NRO, National Reconnaissance Office, or it is it the National Recovery Office for UFOs? You see what I'm saying? And then it could be different military groups, and maybe they're involved in aviation, in the military, and which are they involved with? Army? Yeah, Army, or is it Navy, or is it Air Force, you know? Whoever you need today, that's who you got to be, that's who you are. But it's a breakaway technology that they were involved in because they were able to defeat because they used to fight with the power of the blood of Jesus when they had to fight against Dracos, against Draco Primes and others, deep underneath, allegedly, the Dulce Mesa in New Mexico, where at a certain low level was where the Dracos held sway, and above that, specialized research facilities, the United States, DARPA, military, Pentagon, whoever you might want to call it. And then you have certain people who were getting ready to come on Brother Quayle's program at one point in time, Bill Schneider. And Steve had talked to him a lot of different times, but he was going to come on and do a show. But Schneider was an engineer at the highest level, and they were doing this drilling down to do an underground base. And they cracked into a hive of all of these Dracos, these lizard-like, big, giant, 6-7-foot lizard-type guys, all right? They're real powerful, and maybe used to like to eat humans, you know? Or a little bit of a stew, you know, made up of, this leg, that leg, and somebody's arm or whatever. I don't know. But be that as it may, the only people, after they killed a bunch of people in an uprising and in a war down below, the MMB went in and helped to take it to them and quiet that down. Because of that, there was a split, you see. There was a split. And you had the Magi versus the Black Magicians. Well, the Magi came to more power because power ebbs and flows, ladies and gentlemen. And you say, well, what's it got to do today? Because the war is ongoing now! And the technologies that were made available and perfected in those time periods from then on now are greatly advanced. The spacecraft are greatly advanced. There's been, you know, interference, and then also deals cut at various times with various alien races and stuff. All right? And then also ancient technology discovered and grabbed quickly. Or the fact that maybe the MMB might have to guard some of the ancient giants that are still in stasis, still in suspended animation. And you go across to Brother Quay saying, Hawk, they told me you go across a certain deadline, you know, a certain red line on the ground in the underground cavern, and beyond that line, unless you had the strength of the Lord with you, you could not withstand getting that close to that thing, because even in suspended animation, the demonic spirit inside that giant could take over your mind and make you do stuff. All right? Now, the mighty men of valor, the MMB, they had the ability to fight these things, and they had the ability to look at them. Now you say, well, Hawk, these giants, what are you talking about? Look at Steve Quayle's Giants books and all the information he's got. And talking about, you can even see in his first Giants book, I don't know about the second one, but in the first one, and also at stevequayle.com, go up to the Giants section. He's got a separate website for Genesis and Giants. Click on those Giants up there, you'll go to another website. You can read a lot of the information for free and understand it. But you should get Steve Quayle's book, Giants. You should get his other books, you know, Empire Beneath the Ice, Terminated, The End of Man is Here. You should sign up for his Final Warning broadcast, the streaming. Go to stevequayle.com, click on that, and sign up for it. We're going to have all the good speakers telling you on October 16th, 17th, the live streaming. And let's hope we even get to that time period. But in between now, they're going to give some briefings. So I think if you sign up, you might get some in the no briefings from Brother Quayle and some of the other people. Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, stevequayle.com. Go to it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Battle of the Harvest Moon was in 77. We've gone all through this time frame, and we're about ready to see what Lord Jesus talked about, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in Revelations. We're starting to see the earthquakes, all of the different stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I had all kind of things planned and talked to you about that I'm just, you know, trying to get to them, because there's so much to tell you. At the same time, the best thing I can tell you is to repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And at that point in time, you're going to start to feel it. If you believe it and you're true, then he's going to come into you and he's going to be your Savior and he's going to start to wash you clean. Then if you get you a good Bible and you start to read that and you feed on the Word and read what Jesus has to say. Read the entire Bible, but read what Jesus has to say. And let him speak to your heart, because the time is getting short. And the only time we have is what our Father in Heaven allots. And he's not real pleased with what's gone on in this country or in other countries on this planet. So therefore, you're going to need a lot of food, aren't you? Because I'll tell you, let's see, let me read something here. Yeah, okay, yeah, thank you there, Mr. Kringle. You better believe it, brother. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the scalar weapons and all of this stuff is just beyond belief. But we're going to have other things, and we've got the entire Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you read up at stevequayle.com, you could look at the article there. I believe, let's see what it was. There was an article that referenced this article. It referenced an article by thefederalist.com. Biden's campaign ties to leftist agitator funding. Big money connections to top Democrats claiming to be America's second largest private foundation. The Ford Foundation has poured almost $2 billion into groups active in disruptive systems to advance social justice, according to its grant database. Ford Foundation boasts key members of the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris campaign as alumni executives. Harris's sister and ex-campaign chairwoman, Maya Harris, served as the Ford Foundation's vice president alongside of Biden's now senior advisor, Cristobal Alex, who served as its program director during the Obama presidency. Some of Obama's top staffers are now Ford Foundation top staffers. Tara Rangarajan, new Ford's chief of staff, Ford Foundation chief of staff, served as Obama's national security advisor 2013 through 2016. Before that, she served as special assistant to Susan Rice during the Benghazi affair, and another Ford Foundation executive, Xavier de Sousa Briggs, served as President Obama's associate director of Office of Management and Budget. Funding for communist-connected street agitators gave prominent leaders of the Communist Workers' World Party, the WWP, funding to form the Southern Vision Alliance, a collective of activists that includes members of the group, raining down terror in Charlotte last week of the RNC convention. Shortly after getting $200,000 from the Ford Foundation in 2016, these activists performed one of the first violent and illegal teardowns of an historic monument in the country in Durham, North Carolina. After the activists were arrested and charged for rioting and property damage, they were being defended in court for free by lawyers from another Ford Foundation grantee, the Southern Coalition for Social Justice. So this is just a portion of it. Now I'm going to tell you what, you look into there, you start to see also various allegedly Soros foundations and stuff, all right? And what you'll find is that probably that might front up, allegedly front up to the Rothschild family, who claimed descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis, the progenitors of black magic on this planet. Oh, yeah. And here is the story here. You got the Red Chinese also involved. Now, J.R. Nyquist's blog, which is up also up at stevequayle.com, the secret speech of General Xi Haoxian. Xi Haoxian, the defense minister of China from 1993 to 2003. And he said that the Chinese want to take the entire country. I'm going to talk about this maybe tomorrow night again. Take the entire country and kill everybody in it because all they wanted was the resources and the land to grow food and what have you. Now, I do think they'll keep a large number of very beautiful young women who they've already picked out on Facebook, you see, to be the brides, the new war brides of the Red Chinese Commando, okay? Women you'd better train up and get ready to fight, because I'm going to tell you, they've already got you picked out, allegedly, on Facebook. You understand that? Picked out on Facebook. Do you have any idea that maybe you ought to get the heck off of it and try it? Quit updating your own dossier? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in here, and I hope you do. And I'll tell you what, it's much needed and wanted. Anything is good, but best, Federal Reserve notes, metals, silver, a little gold. Checks are fine. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And thank you to all who do send a little here and there, and I appreciate it so much. It literally has kept me on for all these years and kept me in the game. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this BLM, this Black Lives Matter, or, you know, some of the top women of that, they've had articles of late here, of recent time, you see, where they talk about they're into the West African witchcraft, all right? And it's quite interesting because I remember a young waiter, he was from the islands, from the Caribbean islands or the West Indies or whatever islands, and he had come from Africa originally to the islands, or his family had, and it was a group that he talked about, all these women who were witches and root workers and voodoo queens and that type of thing. It's not the exact same deal, but it's what he described, that these women, these witches, these people who did spells and all this black magic and all this stuff that they practiced were doing what they called, quote unquote, the science. So when you hear these Democrats and the BLM and Biden and these people talk about whatever the science says for us to do, okay, we're going to do that. The science is exactly what these West African former witches who are now in the Caribbean islands, and they're practicing and all this black magic and voodoo and spirit, you know, reconjuring and all this kind of crazy black magic stuff. And that they called what they did science. Science. And they pronounced it the exact same way. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen that in this area, allegedly, there's one of the Presbyterian churches, maybe more, but allegedly, it seems as though they have some new members who are now selling the little white cards with the black hearts for a sliver of white allies for reparations. See, so when they come to the suburb to take your home from you, they're going to leave these people alone, allegedly. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your property, your Bill of Rights. Get food, get firearms, ammunition. Tie back up here. Gas mask, all the stuff. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to just do it. Keep them down. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike both aliens. Rico and Thomas, go get a boy. Try some pull up. Try some pull up. As well as the push. God bless you, Mexico. Hair. Hair in the...